The Pun Also Rises: How the Humble Pun Revolutionized Language, Changed History, and Made Wordplay More Than Some Antics. By John Pollock. Narrated by Pete Larkin. Copyright 2011 by John Pollock. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Gotham Books, a member of Penguin Group USA Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2011 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Language, be it remembered, is not an abstract construction of the learned or of dictionary makers, but is something arising out of the work, needs, ties, joys, affections, tastes of long generations of humanity, and has its bases broad and low, close to the ground. Its final decisions are made by the masses, people nearest the concrete, having most to do with actual land and sea. It permeates us all, the past as well as the present, and is the grandest triumph of the human intellect. Walt Whitman. Introduction. Bears go barefoot. Lightning flashed. The plane bucked, and another gasp swept the cabin. I cinched my seatbelt even tighter and stole another glance into the inky abyss where I could just make out the red light on the jet's wingtip, flapping like a bird. The plane shuddered again, and I thought of the SS Edmund Fitzgerald, a giant ore freighter that had snapped in two during a fierce gale when I was a boy, plunging into the icy depths of Lake Superior. The wreck had been big news in my home state of Michigan. The ship, longer than a football field, had sunk so fast that the captain didn't even have time to radio an SOS. All hands were lost. Tonight, at odds with the gods in this riveted aluminum tube some 30,000 feet above the Ozarks, I tried to push that ship from my mind, but couldn't. At least, not until...